Hi, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. And if you'd like to get free information on how to safely trade day trading activities, stop in and get free information at SafeDayTrading.org. Again, that's SafeDayTrading.org.
Hey, everybody. I just want to let you know I'm here. I didn't die or fade away like I did a couple of years ago. What we're going to do is continue to podcast. I'm just in the process of changing podcast hosting, and it's taken a little longer than I expected, but so I've decided to continue podcasting, and we'll just kind of work around it. So today is December 10th. And, well, the Dow is up to 357 points at 27,800. Oh, man, it's on its move. Well, a lot of that happened because Trump signed the stimulus bill a couple of days ago, and that's really kind of helping everything get back to normal. And it's going to continue to go up. I hear that the Democrats are interested in now getting ready to negotiate because Trump pulled the executive order thing, just like Obama used to do. So hopefully things will get solved, and we'll get our $1,200 check here maybe one of these days. Oil is at $42. It's still hanging around. The Saudis have been kind of slowing down volume and going to continue to just slow that down probably until winter. So I think in 42, 43, hanging in there. I don't think the 45 or the 50 that I was thought of at being done at the end of September, early October is going to be there. But you know what? 2020 is one of those years where I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know about you, but you know, every day it's a new experience one way or another. Gold, since the last time I talked to you, was around 2000. I think it was actually under 19. That was about a week ago. Man, and in a week, gold has been, well, to me, trading the dot has been wonderful. And it's gone up to, I think, 2080 or 2090. And right now it's sitting at 2036, which is fine with me because, as you know, you make money going up and you make money going down. And the good thing about going down is you make it 66% faster than you do going up. So I'm sitting in the highlight right now, and that's good for me. I'm happy for it. So we're going to continue to trade these items, and you know, it's the dot that makes a lot. So one of the things I want to talk about today in terms of other information that's out there is about trading stocks, okay? And you know, I get the question all the time is, how do you know what stocks to trade? How do you do this? You know, I don't know, other than having my uncle's cousins tell me, you know, a stock to trade at the family barbecue, you know, what do I do? Well, there's a couple of wonderful tools out there, and a lot of them have what they call a search or a screener. And if you want to, you can use those screeners to kind of start honing yourself in terms of identifying where to trade or what to trade, okay? And those screeners are set up within the system. One is, there's one in Thinkorswim that you can find. It's under Scan and then Stock Hackers. Another good one, really good one with a lot of information in it, is investing.com, okay? And what you do is you go to Tools and then you go to Stock Screeners. Also, Yahoo Finance has a stock screener as well, okay? So what you can look for is you can look for the biggest gainers for the last couple of year. I mean, for the last year, for the last quarter, or the last day, depending upon how you're looking for stocks. Now, I call that looking into history, okay? Because you don't know what's going on in the future. You're just looking at past history and assuming that it's probably going to continue. You know, we talked about this a while ago is Kodak. Kodak was announced, I think Trump announced that they were going to develop some pharmaceuticals and there was going to be a loan and all this stuff, all the good stuff. And the stock went from, I don't know, $3 or $4 up to $60. Well, the next day, or a couple days later after it was announced, the SEC calls or announces, whoa, boys, you know, this is this insider trading information? What's going on? So the SEC now has kind of stopped the loan and is investigating the process because, you know, the stock went up a huge amount of money pretty quickly. And it was no secret, you know, and it happened, you know, everything happened and the price on the stock went up after that. So you have to be aware of some of these things. So if you see something like that take off, you can probably expect it to start dropping. I know that Kodak now has dropped significantly since their high. So the good news is you can make money on it. You use a dot, and it'll tell you when to get in, and, you know, you ride that puppy all the way down. So, again, I want to apologize. I am back. I'm going to podcast as much as I can. My schedule will be on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays as much as possible, and we'll keep in contact. Again, look at the dot, okay? If you've got a chance to get into the free system of safe day trading, start looking at it, man, because, boy, I don't know what's going to happen. And it's going to be absolutely crazy until November 4th, and it could even be crazier after that, okay? Talk to you later.
Hey, everybody. I want to mention, too, that we have a YouTube site called Safe Day Trading, which we show you trades that we make with the techniques that we use. You can also send me questions that you might have at mark@safedaytrading.org. Anyway, talk to you later.